Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
This is ordinance number 01-2026, an ordinance of the City of Gulf Breeze pertaining to Florida speed zones, amending the City's Code of Ordinances, Chapter 18, to add a new Article 10 entitled Speed Detection Systems in School Zones, providing for the use of implementation of school zone speed limit detection systems, providing for appeals, providing for a repeal of conflicting ordinances and resolutions or portions thereof, providing for severability, providing for codification and correction of scrivener's errors, and providing for an effective date. Whew, that's a
good job. Good job. I'm glad I don't have to do that.
The one part of that I particularly wanted you to hear is the provision for appeals. It's clerk reading the item at the Gulf Breeze City Council meeting on December 1st, so a week ago today. Really, really interesting, some of the details that Chief Rick Hawthorne provided about the study that is behind the move to have speed zone cameras that, you know, in the schools, because the study was actually done back in May, apparently, but he was reporting on it to the city council. Of course, you know, Milton is starting to do their own study, or let's see, they're going to have a public hearing on whether to do, I forget where each municipality is at, and the county is going to, oh, the county has scheduled a hearing. The city is moving forward with the study. That's right. Okay. So this is Gulf Breeze, you know, Rick Hawthorne, Chief of Police.
Back in May of this year, you know, you brought up, talked about the speed zone school cameras. And I told you that we were looking at, we had just had a study done by our vendor that we use for the red light cameras and everything. So they had just hadn't gotten given us the report yet. We've gotten a report.
So the study was done in May, and we have a problem in the school speeding zones. People are going too fast, which I think everybody, raise your hand if you know this is an issue. We're aware. And they were looking at the same kind of thing that Milton is looking at, the 11 miles an hour over as their threshold for giving the $100 ticket.
But on Tuesday, May 6th, there was a total of 11,948 vehicles that traveled through the school zone during the school day.
Okay, so 12,000 vehicles traveled through that school zone on the first day of the study.
On Wednesday, May 7th, there was 12,802 vehicles that traveled through the school zone.
Okay.
And that's between, that's from the 30 minutes before school to the 30 minutes after school.
Okay, so 12,000 the first day, 13,000 the second day. When the lights are flashing, when the kids are present, when the speed limit's 20 miles an hour on Highway 98 in front of the schools, right? Okay, you follow? What kind of violations? This is just study. There's no signage. There's no warning. This is just how many people are going more than 11 miles an hour over the, as 31 or higher, right?
On Tuesday morning, there was 508 violations. That's 11 miles an hour or better. In the afternoon, there was 234. On Wednesday, there was 411 violations. And that afternoon, there was 312 violations. And that's during, those violations are just during the blinking lights, when the blinking lights are on. Tuesday, there was an additional 42 that happened in between the blinking lights. And then Wednesday, there was 29 additional violations. And all those are 11 miles an hour or better.
So that would have been people going 46 because the light's not on, the speed zone is not in place. So somewhere around, not quite 10% of all drivers, about 7 to 8% of all drivers are going 31 or more in the 20 zone. John, does that number surprise you?
It really does. I thought it would have been a lot lower.
I did this wrong. I meant to ask you what your guess was ahead of time. You know, oh, I think 20 or 50, you know, something like that. No, 500 on Tuesday morning, 400 on Wednesday morning. So this is not just, you know, individual.
Thinking?
And that's, again, that's 11. That's not a little bit. And in Florida, remember, you have a 5-mile-an-hour grace period when you're in a regular speeding zone. And you cannot be given a ticket for 5, 4, 3, 2, or 1 over. You can be pulled over and warned, but you cannot get a ticket. You cannot get a ticket until you're 6 over. In a school zone, you can get a ticket at 1 over. But people are going 11 or more over. So Yeah, it's a problem, right? That's a lot of people speeding in these areas. We'll come back to this in a second. Rick Hawthorne in just a second. John Pickens has traffic. By the way, good to have you back, John.
Thank you. Welcome I appreciate back, so. That. Let's see here. I-10 westbound. There's an accident that happened that's causing road blockage and is basically shutting down I-10 westbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Traffic is actually starting to back up almost to 9 Mile. Expect about a 30-minute delay, so you definitely want to avoid that area. Take the 9 Mile exit and then head down 29 to get past that. But other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. If you think you might need to get a roof repair or replacement, or you're just not sure which or if at all, I mean, you kind of wonder, is it time? How old is your roof? What is insurance saying? All that kind of stuff. Call Quality Roofing Solutions. Brian Ward started this company in 2006, 19 years ago. They've done 10,000 roofs, you know, so they're doing a lot, okay? They're rated a 4.9 on Google. That is just insanely good, especially for somebody that does, you know, contracting work, right? I mean, that's really, really good. Whenever the question comes up, like on Nextdoor, of who do you call for roof, they're always on this list. Always on. I was asking my wife about this before I started advertising for them. I said, what do you know about? She's like, well, they always show up on this list. Anyway, they're investing in local community. They do all kinds of charity work. They subsidize, you know, youth sports and financial literacy education, our gateway. But more to the point, they treat you like you're a person. They do it right. They treat you like you're a person, and they do everything they can to make the process simple, easy, efficient. They stand by their roofs with 100% with a lifetime warranty. Okay, which is rare. I mean, nobody does a lifetime warranty in roofs. Who does? But they do because they believe in it. So if you've got an old roof and you're thinking about repairing it, give them a call or replacing. Give them a call. You never know. They'll explain which is better and why. 777-0961 for QualityRoofingSolutions.com. All right, back to the speeding in the Gulf Breeze area. Rick Hawthorne, the chief, explaining to the city council why it makes sense to have red light cameras. Speed cameras. I always want to say the red light cameras. But yeah, school zone speed cameras.
As you can see, people don't slow down in there. They haven't slowed down. We sit in there the best we can. But if we do go after a car, we're gone, you know, for 15 minutes or so. So everyone's just, you know, back at it and everything. So this would be a great tool to help slow down and make the school zone a lot safer. It'll also allow our officers to now go out. We can still sit in the school zone and we can still do enforcement in there, but it can also let us focus on some other areas that we get complaints on every day.
Right. This is the point that everybody's been saying is, you know, they have cops there, but they can't afford to leave and go track you down and give you a ticket. Because then the area is unmonitored and then you don't have the presence there, which is also a value. So this would solve for that problem, that, you know, manpower issue, so to speak. And by the way, as we're talking about this, you know, if you live in Escambia County, you might be thinking, what's this got to do with me? Well, I mean, do you think we ought to have them in Escambia? As far as I know, the question has not been raised. But everybody's going this way. Okaloosa County has gone this way. Santa Rosa County is clearly going this way. You know, should Escambia County have speed zone cameras for schools? You know somebody's going to raise the question. I'm actually kind of surprised that nobody, the county commission or the school board that I am aware of, I may have missed it, has really raised this issue seriously, but you got to figure it's coming. So Rick Hawthorne says, look, you know, we get lots of complaints about this.
I will tell you the number one complaint I get is the high school, or not the high school, but the school zone for speeding in there. One comes from my wife, so I have to take that seriously. but we do get them almost every day in regards to speeding in the school zone. And I know my SROs also get it, too.
Yeah, they have it the same perception.
But this allows us to look at other areas because we also get speeding complaints on the bridge. We get speeding complaints in the neighborhoods. There's only two or three officers working. You got to remember the school resource officers. I can't have them out there doing enforcement because they got to be in the school. They have to stay at the school, so I can't have them out in the out there during that time frame.
The SRO can't go do speed enforcement. That's exactly right. By the way, who calls for speed on the bridge? I just assume that I'm the slow one on the bridge because I'm only going, you know, 55. Right. You know, right? But if somebody's speeding on the bridge, I mean, unless they're going like 100, they get a ticket, they don't get a ticket, who cares? You know, like, we all know the speed limit should be 70. It should be, it's the same as the I-10 bridge, same exact bridge. The speed limit should be 70. Well, we can't have 70 with a 45 or a 35 at each end. I mean, I know, But, you know, if other people are driving too fast, I mean, it's not, do you really think it's dangerous? I mean, really, do you think it's dangerous? Anyway, I just thought that was funny that people are narking out their fellow residents for speeding on Three Mile Bridge. He says that you actually, if you get the 100-mile-an-hour ticket for the speed zone, you know, it's cheap comparatively, compared to getting pulled over by a cop and getting a ticket.
They're actually getting off lucky in the long run because it's $100 fine, no points on your license. If they got, let's say we got 6 to 9 miles over the speed limit, it'll be $131 times two because it's double because you're in the zone. If you're 14, which is pretty much what would be happening with this, it would be $6. People are actually saving a little bit of money on that.
Yeah, so 260 for low end, but for the red light, you know, at 11 or plus, it's going to be $400 plus points on your license. You know, you might think, well, I mean, $100 is cheap, you know, big deal. The effectiveness is the other part of this that I think is pretty impressive.
What I really thought was interesting when talking to the vendor and in the vendor's report on the estimation for the decrease in violations once the speed zone is activated and gets started, they see typically a 50% decrease in number of violations within the first, you know, 3 or 4 months. But over time, it goes up to about 70%. But what was even more is 2 weeks ago, just in May, what they're finding now is that you can see even a greater, less numbers. It decreases by almost 80-85% is what they're saying.
So big reduction in people violating the rule. You can actually get speed under control in the school zones, which is the point of public safety. He says also the fact that so many other communities are doing this means drivers are becoming more aware of this. You know, it's kind of a weird thing when Destin started to do this, and all of a sudden everybody's doing it, and it'll get normal. It'll become more the normal. In fact, he says one of the things he notices is that when he's coming into Gulf Breeze, his nav system tells him, oh, red light camera is approaching, and it'll tell you, you know, school speed zone camera is approaching. If you use a navigation, of course, I don't, but, you know, for those of you who do, John, I know, whatever. The money, 31 goes to the city, 29 goes to the vendor, 20 goes to the state, 12 goes to Santa Rosa School District for safety, 3 goes to criminal justice training, and 5 goes to school crossing guards. And, you know, he thinks it'll probably start in fall of 2026 before the school year starts because FDOT has to come out, they have to do their own study, then there's a 30-day warning time, and so basically he thinks that start of next year's school is when that's going to happen. So, what do you think? 437-1620, are you on board with this? Are you okay with this? Does it make sense to you? The level of violation seems even higher than you would have thought, John.
Oh, yes. More than I would have ever imagined.
Okay. I'm going to say what I'm going to say now because the philosopher in me, the logician in me, won't let it not get said. Okay? Because my job is generally to provide all the sides, all the arguments, all the issues. I think having speed zone cameras makes perfect sense. But somebody who's really savvy might say something like this. So we have a problem because a lot of people are speeding in the school zones. Yeah. Okay. Almost 10% of people are speeding more than 11 miles an hour, which means what? A quarter of the people are in violation of the law or more? I mean, how many people are going 20? You know, 50%, 70%? Right, a lot of people. Yeah, that's right. So that's why we have to have red light cameras. Yep, that's right. Or speed zone cameras. Yeah, that's right. How many actual incidents have happened with kids? Because I am not taking this. I'm just, for the sake of, let's explore the whole topic. If it's true that such a high percentage of people are speeding through there and nobody's gotten hit, how big of a deal is it to have the school speed zone and enforce it? I hate that I had to say it out loud. But, you know, there's a point to be made there too, maybe. And not to give Robert Lee too much credit in Milton, but I think he was the one who kind of raised the issue of, hey, if you know it's $100 and it's just a red light ticket versus getting pulled over, running late, points on your license, maybe you're like, cost of driving. Maybe more people do it rather than fewer. Now, the evidence doesn't seem to be that. The evidence seems to be that people slow down. So do I think we ought to have them? Do I think it will make kids safer? Do I think that it will reduce? Yes, all the above. But if nearly 10% of people are already in violation, gross violation, and nothing happens. So, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Okay, if you are on I-10 westbound between 9 Mile and Highway 29 exit, traffic is basically at a standstill right now due to an earlier accident. So my advice, get off at 9 Mile and take 29 to and get back on I-10 at that point because it's before the I-10 exit. So just be aware of that. Again, that's I-10 westbound. And watch your speed through those school zones. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
The most famous verse in all the Bible is famous for several reasons. It's famous because it's rich with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's famous because it models godly giving in an amazingly sacrificial way. It's famous because it explains the way to heaven as well as the avoidance of eternal hell. Have you figured out which verse I'm talking about? If you thought John 3:16, then you're right. It powerfully states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you have never confessed your sin and called on Christ to save you, I urge you to trust Christ today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
This is the story of the one. As the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, she knows the only thing more important than having the right safety gear is having it there when you need it. That's why she partners with Grainger for auto reordering, so her team members can count on her to have cut-resistant gloves on hand, and each shift can run safely and efficiently. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone. In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is David Wayne, and I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
In a chilling year somewhere, I can smell them.
You know what movie I rewatched over the weekend that I haven't seen in, I don't know, 30 years, maybe?
What?
You didn't recognize that clip. Fans of the movie will know that clip, but you probably didn't recognize it. Do you? Here, let's see how quickly you get this one. You recognize that? No?
What a funny noise it's making.
It's talking to us. All engines talk.
Oh, the Bang Bang.
That's it. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. That's right.
Wow, yes.
I loved that movie as a kid. That is such a great movie. I was smiling from ear to ear the whole movie.
Aww.
It's so imaginative, creative, whimsical, wonderful. You know, there were people when it came out, didn't do good box office. People were criticizing him like, y'all are stupid. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. It's pretty much like Willy Wonka and then Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. So,
right.
Anyway, go on, sir.
Well, good morning. Pressure's growing on Secretary of War Pete Hegseth to release video from the deadly airstrike on a suspected drug boat in the Caribbean. The September strike killed two survivors who were clinging to wreckage from an earlier hit. In California over the weekend, Hegseth defended the operation, saying everyone killed in the strikes was considered a terrorist And he said the president had the authority to take military action as he sees fit. The West Virginia National Guard member that was wounded in last month's shooting near the White House is reportedly slowly recovering. Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf, officials say his condition is now starting to improve after suffering a head wound.
That's great. Wonderful. All the parades got canceled over the weekend, so if you thought you missed it, you didn't miss anything because they all got canceled. Still, the Grand Parade's coming up this Saturday.
Evidently, Milton went on.
The truck. That's right. You're right. Truck parade did go on. That's right. Just not with walkers.
CJ Papa. Americans are feeling a pinch from sticky inflation. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy telling Fox,
President Biden was an inflation machine.
Answers. He'll get answers tomorrow from President Trump.
He is expected to speak at a casino in eastern Pennsylvania, a rural area in the Poconos. He is going to first talk about how he acknowledges how people are feeling out there and then talk about how his economic policies are working, will work, and they will feel that very, very soon.
White House correspondent Aisha Hosni, and President Trump will unveil a $12 billion aid package for American farmers affected by his trade policies. White House officials saying this morning the announcement expected at 2 p.m. Eastern. In the search for peace, Ukraine's leader Vladimir Zelensky will make a stop and add a stop at NATO headquarters today. He's in London this morning. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 731 at News Radio, 92.3, 50 degrees. We've got cloudy skies this morning. We'll get to our full forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson from Channel 3 in just a few minutes. Now, the community food giveaway in downtown Pensacola continued on Friday, despite the recent tensions between Food Not Bombs and the city of Pensacola. The organization held its weekly meal distribution at Martin Luther King Jr. Plaza just days after a volunteer had been arrested for refusing to identify himself during one of those feeding events. The city said the park has operating hours and requires permits for events. The organization says sharing food is protected by the First Amendment, and they don't believe they need permission. Somebody did anonymously apply for a permit on the organization's behalf, but Food Not Bombs denied that permit. They said they won't use it. The city now has to decide whether they'll enforce the rules during the weekly feeding events. Santa Rosa County has reportedly received two bids to purchase the historic Milton Courthouse. The deadline for submissions was recently extended to January 5th. That gives potential developers a little bit more time to evaluate the property. The county has been trying to sell the 36,000-square-foot building since they moved their courthouse operations to Avalon Boulevard a few years back. The building has been sitting vacant, costs the county roughly $75,000 a year in maintenance. County officials say they're open to either preserving or demolishing the building, although renovation could be expensive. Now, the Snowball Derby was held over the weekend at Five Flags Speedway. It drew competitors from all across North America, including Canadian racer Craig Slonwhite, who made his debut. The event is now in its 58th year. It's considered to be a bucket list race for circle track drivers.
It's been going on for 58 years, and Tim Bryant and his family do that track so well, and there's so much history around the Snowball Derby weekend, and I've come down here in the past and have crewed for a couple race teams, and you know, always thought one day if the dream could come true to bring your own stuff down and to come down and participate and take part in it as a team, it was pretty special.
Slonwhite came to Pensacola with a 6-person crew and all of their families, and despite persistent rain throughout the weekend, he was able to qualify 26th out of 60 cars in the snowflake race and finished 11th. The main Snowball Derby was postponed due to track conditions. Well, officials say a small aircraft crashed at the Pensacola airport on Sunday. The plane was carrying 4 people. It went down in the tree line just north of a runway. Police do say there were minor injuries, but no deaths. Airport officials say that they will have more information as the investigation proceeds. The state attorney's office says they do plan to seek the death penalty against a Pensacola man accused of killing 2 children. John Henry Walston Jr. faces 2 counts of first-degree murder, as well as charges of sexual battery of a child, arson, and animal cruelty. Prosecutors say those charges stem from a house fire on Flaxman Street back in November. 2 children and a dog were found dead inside. a jury trial scheduled for January 26th of 2026. Walston remains in custody. 7:35, let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather.
We are going to be seeing those rain chances coming to an end as you go into the late morning hours. By the afternoon, partly cloudy skies with a high near 59 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the 30s. Going into Tuesday, sunny skies, high near 57. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 44. Going into Wednesday, sunny skies, high near 66, and a low Wednesday night near 51. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
It is 50 degrees with cloudy skies. Your next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 735. Let's get a check on our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. Carrying a full line of meats, fine wines, and cheeses. Corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive. Still dealing with the accident that happened on I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and Highway 29. Traffic's basically a parking lot right now as they're trying to get that out of the way so traffic can start flowing again. Also, Highway 29 southbound headed toward 9 Mile Road, starting just north of 10 Mile Road. We're seeing some delays in Highway 90 southbound coming into Pensacola, about a 12-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And your next news at 8, breaking news anytime it happens. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. IBM has announced it is acquiring data streaming platform Confluent in a deal worth $11 billion. Shares of Confluent soared 26% upon the news. IBM stock sank about 1%. Despite the labor market slowdown, demand is growing for seasonal workers as the holiday approaches. A Monster report says that starting in October, companies begin to ramp up hiring for seasonal gigs to allow time to train new employees. Some of the top seasonal jobs hiring right now include delivery driver, warehouse worker, beauty consultant, and more. The latest CPI data shows that beef and veal category is up 14.7%, while overall food is up just 3.1%. The start of 2025 saw the lowest cattle numbers in the U.S. since 1951. Tariffs and cattle disease have further exacerbated consumer price increases. Futures are slightly higher. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 104, the NASDAQ up 72. That's Your Money Now.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about.
Hi, this is Mary Hoxing. Merry Christmas, Pensacola. As we gather with family and friends this Christmas season, may your hearts be filled with joy and your homes with laughter. Wishing you all peace, love, and warmth from our family to yours. Merry Christmas.
Hi, I'm Front Desk Tina, and I'm wishing you and yours a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Santa Claus is coming.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio.
Why that song so particularly makes me want to dance like Donald Trump, but it really does. Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And Jimmy Patronis, he is our congressman from Florida District 1, Northwest Florida. Congressman, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Hey, before we run out of time, which is we'll always run out of time, I did want to start with kind of a look back over the weekend. Two things happened this weekend that were anniversaries. One was the horrible terrorist attack at NES Pensacola back in 2019 on Saturday. And then, of course, Pearl Harbor Day from 1941 was, and we're almost no survivors are left at this point. But I just wanted to give you a chance to comment on either or both of those before we get into kind of the news of the day.
You know, I don't think we reflect enough on the sacrifice that happened at Pearl Harbor of those men and women who were caught off guard. You know, if you've never sat down and done a little deep dive into the events of that day, you should do it. You know, look, everything that happened at NES Pensacola, it's like yesterday to me.
I think we were
over in Fort Walton when it happened at the time. And so we made a beeline over there, got onto the installation. About an hour after the shooting had taken place. And I remember we got there, it was kind of like a cold, dreary day. But the images just, I don't know, they're forever ingrained in me. And you just look at those guys, they were just doing what they love. They were serving our country. They were learning. They were training. They were want to be the best of the best, and then these horrific events unfolded. So I mean, those wounds will never close for those families over in Pensacola.
I just
wish them strength through this as they relive this anniversary.
You know, and one of the things that I really love about this area is that you still every day see cars driving around with the six for Captain Coos. You see them driving around with the little heart for NAS Pensacola, for Solidarity after the, I mean, you know, this is an area that really cares about that and remembers. And, you know, I cherish that. I think it's wonderful. I wish we didn't have to, you know, but the fact that we do is, I think, really important. One of the things that you've been working on, this offshore drilling ban, I guess the whole Florida delegation is now on board with trying to push back and stop this, right?
Right. So there was a document for public comment during the summer. We proactively got engaged early on, made our known record, our comments known publicly. But again, I'm asking, like I said, I wonder how long it'll take before Kohler reaches out to me. But I know Kohler's getting one from the Escambia County Commission, resolutions from our local governments and the Chambers of Commerce. Todd Thompson, I'm talking to you. If y'all feel the same way that Congress does, I hope y'all will put together a resolution and submit it into the official record. Drilling off the Gulf Coast is just not good for our military economy. We've got too much that we depend on, and to put those two missions in the same body of water, they're just not compatible. You know, I know the tourism element is something that people also like to point out, but I think the military mission is something that, you know, this is what I fight for every single day in D.C. to make sure those missions stay in place. And, you know, as long as those are in place, then tourism has a happy home too.
With all the work being done with the $1.5 billion from Triumph, you know, to diversify our economy, the fact is it's military and tourism. You know, that's what we do. And to let a particular thing happen that runs the risk of jeopardizing both simultaneously is insane. I mean, it's just insane. Anyway.
Well, true thing is the right hand's not talking to the left hand. So a new Trump administration in place, whole brand new Department of Interior and decision makers, whole new Department of War and decision makers. And, you know, the Department of War has to go sell their story to the Department of the Interior and vice versa, so they know what the hell's going on underneath and above the water, you know, 365 out of the year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is our part as members of Congress that we have to go out there and make our concerns known also.
And, you know, that's one of the good notes about the problem with releasing so many people, making so many changes, is that institutional knowledge goes away. And, you know, without that, dumb mistakes happen because nobody knows better, you know. One of the other things that you were working on is improvements to the Destin Pass around Crab Island. What's going on there?
Yeah, so the channel markers there are basically non-functional. So we've been working with the Coast Guard, and the One Big Beautiful Bill, we gave the Coast Guard more money than they've ever seen in a single time in their existence. And so, you know, we've been kind of like going over and knocking on the door saying, hey, can we get our channel markers replaced now? And it seems like it's just been a little bit of a process. But, you know, can you send us a formal letter request? And I said, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take the effort, send you a formal letter. But, you know, the money's there. It is programmed for this purpose. can you just go ahead and do it? So, you know, I think here in the near future, you're going to see those channel markers replace them. They have to bring out one of those tenders, and they'll, you know, look, those things go deep into the ground.
Yeah.
I know there's a installation that's going to have to take place, but it's long overdue, and those things are very, very important to our navigation.
Is it that the buoys are damaged, or are they out of position?
No, the actual, so there's these channel markers, there's these massive fixed structures.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Those are what?
The channel markers, gotcha.
Those are what we're asking. Yep, that's right.
And those are just damaged, they're in bad shape.
Yeah, okay. Look, they're made out of steel, and Mother Nature in the Gulf just loves to teach steel a lesson. You know, it's just like, this isn't your home.
Sure.
So, I mean, this is down time, we have to go, you know, rebuild this stuff.
Got it. We're talking to Jimmy Patronis. He is our congressman from Florida District 1. Hang on for just a second, Jimmy. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Let's see here. 98 westbound. Let's go back to this map. Here we go. 98 westbound at Gulf Breeze Parkway and Bayshore Road. There's a multi-car accident happening there, and it's causing traffic to back up. Also, I-10 eastbound is between 9 Mile and Highway 29 is still backed up due to that earlier accident. It's basically a parking lot right there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Jimmy Patronis, our congressman. Congressman, I know you're not yet on, armed services. You'd like to be, and that's still pending. You know, might be a little bit of a trek to get there because somebody has to leave or whatever. But still, you know, this business of the drug boat strikes, you know, the whole video was shown in closed session. You had apparently a totally different opinion based on whether you're a Republican or a Democrat on this, because, you know, Tom Cotton comes out and says, I would do this myself. And, you know, other congressmen are like, no, I don't think it's absolutely wrong. The one thing they agreed about is that Pete Hegseth did not give a take no prisoners, you know, kill them all, take no quarter kind of order. But do you want to see the video released? Do you think it'd be helpful to have the video released?
Look, I think transparency is a good thing. You know, if there's some type of element of the image that's not good for young guys, I have no problem, you know, making sure that sensitivity is, you know, respected. But yeah, look, I think when you push this stuff out of the public domain, people come to their own conclusions. They can see with their own two eyes. But I do, Tom Cotton's active. I think he's still actually in the reserves. But
I
in
think
the military,
he might be, yeah.
He's very, very well, yeah, very, very well respected. I totally, you know, appreciate his candor about it and of the situation. But again, I think they're doing their jobs, and they're going out. You know, as the president said yesterday, they know where they are on land. They're going to start going after them on land. You know, we're going to, you know, put these guys out of business one way or the other.
By the way, I just did a quick check. He discharged in May of 2013, but I mean, he was a Ranger, you know, so certainly has a great history of knowing these things. You have been, I mean.
That was quick.
Yeah, no, I just, you know, I looked because I wasn't sure either, and I knew right where to look. Rick Scott has come out with a health care proposal. I know Aaron Bean, who you know well from having worked in the House and the Senate, and I love Aaron. I think he's a great legislator. They're working on health care. Obviously, the shutdown was over health care. Americans, I mean, health insurance just sucks. It just does. There's no way around it. Now, granted, I don't want to go be one of the, 20,000 people or 10,000 people in Canada that died waiting for care. Managed care is not an improvement, but we can certainly do better. What are we going to do? Like, especially coming up, we're going to face another shutdown, right, in January if we don't get some of this stuff figured out. But what are we actually going to do you think?
Well, I would love to see options out there. I know that as the proposal is written, they like the young invincibles that are half my age to be, you know, members of Obamacare paying full boat health insurance because they fund the people that are older, that have more ailments, that make more trips to the hospital, that are more acute in their conditions. So we want this balance of the curve. And, you know, I'm sorry, you know, let the market stand. I like giving options. Short-term care is good. Catastrophic care is good. The more products we have out there, you know, if somebody just wants to have certain conditions addressed at their age and life, let's do it. But I think we're president. I mean, Governor Scott, Senator Scott.
Oh, I'd do it too.
Where he is going with the health savings accounts, where you are empowered to spend the money however you want, and it's not going directly to the insurance companies. This is the right thing to do. I mean, I don't see Obamacare going where, but I do see the need for improvements.
Yeah.
And part of those improvements is empowering the consumer where they get out there and educate themselves on how those dollars should be spent for their own well-being with their own doctor. So, I mean, this is truly allowing you to take your dollar and spend it how you want, where you want.
Yeah, the two things, maybe three things that generally I've kind of always pushed for on this, you know, number one is let me buy a catastrophic only plan. You know, I'll take care of the first couple $1,000 of expenses if I have to. But if somebody has a big hospital stay or a major illness, that's what I want to protect against, because that's losing your house money, you know, and that's not what I want to have happen. I don't need to have doctor's visits be free. I'll just pay for them. You know, I don't need to have, you know, somebody sick. That's fine. Just pay for it. But I can't buy that plan. You know, that plan's illegal. Another one that I've, you know, high deductible, right? But, you know, catastrophic. Another one is like across state lines, you know, being able to buy insurance from anywhere in the country. It does not make any sense to me why it has to be like an only buy plans based in Florida. And then the third one is, you know, let us make groups in the free market where, you know, there's the Southeast regional group plan available that, you know, instead of having a, you know, just our employees at this place, which if we're all old, then the rates are high. And if we're all young, the rates are low. Well, can I not join a group that's like 13 states big?
You're going to see more of those group solutions out there. That's part. I was talking to Leader Scalise about that last week.
Good, good.
And, you know, the different group solutions, you know, just even like if you're a member of the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association, you know, they may say, all right, we're going to put up a kitty of cash. If you're a member, it becomes a membership driver.
Yes.
Too. So, gosh, well, if I'm a member of it's like a credit union.
Yep.
If I'm a member, I get these benefits. And then now you're encouraging people to pull their dollars together in order to buy down those type of solutions. So, you know, it's, and again, healthcare is one of those things that's very complicated. So, you know what, we'll just let somebody else deal with it. But, you know, when you drive down healthcare to the retail level, then the consumer is better off.
Yeah.
And this is just, you know, when you allow, you know, these $4 prescriptions and Publix giving away free antibiotics, they're at the retailer, they're going to go out there and beat the streets in order to cater to those customers that can buy a gallon of milk and pick up their blood pressure medicine at the same time.
I understand that there needs to be reform in the healthcare space too. Transparency, you know, when he was governor, Rick Scott was so adamant about getting, you know, you should be able to order healthcare off a menu, you know, it should be right there in front of you and not finding out afterwards what you owe them. And, you know, just the ability to have that kind of transparency for healthcare. Malpractice insurance is outrageous, you know, and what that does, tort reform is going to, I mean, I know there's a lot of pieces to this puzzle, but I'm so with you, just, you know, the market will figure this out if we let the market do what the market does. And, you know, probably that's
exactly right.
Broadly speaking, that's going to be the answer. Hey, last quick thing before I let you go, Congressman. I know you're a big football fan. I guess FSU turned down a bowl game. Notre Dame turned down a bowl game. I felt like they were just taking their marbles and going home out of petulance. But these bowl games last year were, I mean, some of them were just terrible. Like, none of the starters were playing. It was like watching the what's the game before the Super Bowl that nobody watches? The All-Pro game or the whatever, you know?
The All-Star game.
The All-Star game. I mean, it's terrible. It's nobody watches because it's terrible.
The college, the NCAA has just destroyed college football in a way. I don't know if there's an improvement coming or not, but I mean, with what they have done and how they've motivated these players to lay up, move, and I don't blame them. I'd want to save myself for the NFL too. But you know, this is no different when Florida State went and played Georgia, and we had our top 25 players, you know, said, "Hey, I'm not going to get hurt. I'm saving myself for the draft." And then Florida State shows up with a bunch of freshmen and girls suited up for the game against Georgia and got annihilated by like 55 points. You know,
it's the 6 months ahead of time preseason game that nobody cares about just happens to be in a bowl. Yeah, no, I agree. And, you know, there's got to be some way to do this significantly better. Maybe a tournament of 64. They've done in basketball, probably not. But anyway,
yeah. Well, and I'm sitting there, my son and I were watching the rollout on ESPN of which teams were going to be invited to the playoffs. And, you know, I hate it for Notre Dame, you know, but, you know, I am glad Miami is there, that the ACC is at least represented. But yeah, I imagine Notre Dame fans are furious, and especially with Alabama, with, you know, two losses. Alabama have six losses, they'd still be invited because, you know, they're so beloved by those, you know, those crackheads. So,
but but let's also be honest. When was the last time you met a happy Notre Dame fan anyway? I mean, you know, this is not,
No, I know.
I have some good friends. I'm just messing with them. Jimmy Petronas, he's our congressman from Florida, District 1. Congressman, as always, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you again next Monday, sir.
Merry Christmas.
7:55 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
I'm still laughing about that one.
Crackheads.
Yes. I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and, let's see here, Pine Forest. We're seeing some major, major slowdowns. The accident that happened earlier, they've moved it out of the way. So we're starting to see traffic starting to move again on I-10 eastbound. But if you're on Highway 29 southbound, just south of 9 Mile Road, trying to get back on I-10, seeing some major delays in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Remember what I said on Friday. Humans don't like sports. They like sports and complaining. There's something about us that kind of enjoys the complaining. That's part of the joy of it. Hey, if you need air conditioning, heating, electrical, plumbing, or anything in that vicinity, work on a generator, you know, Peden, they do that stuff. They started as just, you know, air conditioning because Robert Peden was hot in Panama City back in 1969. He thought, I want to fix this. And then he started fixing everything, you know, and now they fix everything. Everywhere from Tallahassee all the way to the east and then all the way west past the state line into Baldwin County, into Alabama, into Mobile last year. So they do all of that, you know, good quality parts, good people, trained well, 100% satisfaction guarantee. They want to take care of it. That's why they've been expanding so well. And right now, one of the things they're working on is these smart home stuff. And if you want a smarter, safer home, Peden's got an $89 smart home consultation. Their licensed professionals will design a custom plan that connects your comfort, your security, your energy savings into a single, simple system. You can start living smarter with Peden. Find out more at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickorhamic Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickorhamic Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickorhamic Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel Thursday at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show. They'll be talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, and how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
Good morning, 7:59 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. Somebody says if you release the drug boat video, it's just going to be a political Rorschach test. The Democrats are going to see it the way they see it, and the Republicans are going to see it the way they see it. Well, come ask me what I think. I'll give you a neutral interpretation. David Wayne, I am a Republican. David Wayne's in the newsroom. You got a headline for us, David?
Sure do. In Washington, a judge has temporarily blocked the Justice Department from reviewing evidence tied to a former lawyer for ex-FBI Director James Comey. It follows the dismissal last month of obstruction charges against Comey after the court ruled the special prosecutor was invalid.
Listen on air at 90. 90-